The Meta Teen Safety Testimony this week is one of those cases where internal documents and former employee accounts are doing more damage than any regulatory filing could. The former Instagram employee who testified Tuesday made a specific and damaging claim that Meta's teen safety team was structured, at least in part, to generate documentation that would protect the company from litigation, not to actually make the platform safer for young users. That's a distinction that matters enormously in a legal context, because it goes to the company's intent, and intent is relevant to questions of liability and punitive damages.
From a business liability standpoint, this is the kind of testimony that keeps general counsels up at night. The distinction between a genuine safety program and a litigation shield program is exactly what plaintiffs' attorneys have been trying to establish in the wave of lawsuits against Meta over teen mental health harms. If a jury or a court concludes that Meta knew its platform was causing harm, that its safety team knew it, and that the team's primary function was to insulate the company from accountability rather than address the harm, that's a very different legal posture than a company making good faith but insufficient efforts to protect users.
What makes this particularly credible as testimony is the specificity. Former employees who have been prepped to say vague things tend to say vague things. Someone making a precise claim about the organizational design of a safety team, that it was structured to produce discoverable documentation rather than actual safety outcomes, is making a falsifiable claim that either internal communications will support or won't. Meta's legal team will be working right now to find the documents that contradict that account.
The Musk data center story is a different kind of corporate harm narrative, but one with real human texture. A CBS News profile followed a Mississippi family that says the noise from gas turbines powering SpaceX and xAI data centers near Memphis has made their ancestral land, land the family has held for generations, essentially uninhabitable. This is the externality problem of AI infrastructure made concrete and personal. The compute power that runs large language models has to come from somewhere, and somewhere increasingly means rural communities that don't have the political leverage to push back against federally connected tech companies.
The AI lab story is interesting from a venture capital and scientific computing angle. The two researchers who turned down Jeff Bezos' Prometheus AI fund, which has been positioning itself as a major backer of frontier AI, have launched their own physics-focused AI lab instead. The physics-focused framing is significant. There's a growing school of thought in AI research that the next frontier isn't just scale, more parameters, more data, more compute, but rather grounding AI systems in physical laws and causal reasoning in ways that current transformer architectures don't naturally do. A lab built around that premise, with researchers willing to walk away from Bezos-level funding to pursue it, is making a credibility bet that the physics-native approach will outperform brute force scaling.
This is also a story about the concentration of AI investment and the degree to which the Bezos, Musk, and Gates-era tech wealth is now reshaping the frontier AI landscape through their various fund vehicles. When researchers start declining those investments to preserve scientific independence, it signals that the trade-offs of taking that money in terms of research direction, publication rights, and institutional alignment are being weighed more carefully than they might have been 3 years ago.
I want to spend a moment here on something that connects the Gates essay, the MIT undergraduate finding, and the teen safety lawsuit, because there's a through line that doesn't get named explicitly in any single story. We're watching three different institutions, one philanthropic, one academic, one corporate, all grappling with the same underlying problem. AI capabilities are advancing faster than the ethical and regulatory frameworks designed to manage them. Gates is trying to build institutions to address that gap. MIT is measuring the gap. Meta is being held accountable for failing to manage a much older version of that gap with social media. The pattern isn't new, it's accelerating.